But trout more mostly, nothing, no other kind of fish.
Suckers.
Chubs.
Chubs. This is just pronunciation. Sometimes people will use this to catch fish with. It's a live bait, but it wiggles around.
A worm.
Okay, and the plural of worm is?
Worms.
Do they use that in this area to catch trout?
Yes, they do early in the spring when the water's still high.
Okay.
We both fish quite a lot.
And there's some girls that'll use them year round.
If you don't watch them, they use them year round.
Do they ever call them night crawlers, or is
that
something
No, we have night
different?
Crawlers. They're a little different thing than an ordinary earthworm, though.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any? I want one other. It's not a reptile, really. It's an amphibian, but you see it around a pond. It'll hop around.
Grasshoppers, or
yeah, this is a amphibian. Though it starts out as a tadpole and becomes
frogs.
Yeah.
Toads. We've got to have frogs and toads both here.
What's the difference between a frog and a toad?
Well, I think just their size mostly. Toads much larger than the little frogs we have.
Okay. What do you have a special name for those little frogs? Or are they called spring frogs or
green,
tree frogs?
Green frogs.
Great. And you mentioned a toad is bigger. What would a bullfrog be?
I don't really know.
Do you have any in this area?
No, I don't think so. They might be, but I don't think so.
Okay, great. Okay. Any lizards at all?
Any what?
Lizards.
Oh, we have a few lizards. You see them sometimes after a rainstorm, but hardly ever see one.
Water dogs.
Water dogs.
Okay. This is one thing I forgot to ask you early on when we were talking about cattle. Sometimes when they will castrate a calf, in the old days, they'd cook those up, and they call.
Oh, they don't. That wasn't just olden days. They're very popular here.
Are they? What do you call them?
Mountain oysters.
Okay, okay. That's still considered a delicacy here.
There's a little story about that.
Well, tell me.
This school teacher came from the east, and she was visiting this ranch, and they were branding and cutting and dehorning the cattle. And she asked this boy, she said, what are they doing down there? Well, he said, they call it dehorning. They cut the horns off so that they won't hurt each other. They won't fight. And when they brand them, they burn that initial on the side so they knew who belonged to. And he said, that other operation, I don't know just what it is, but it changes their mind from ass to grass that quick.
You probably have to delete that off your tape.
That's great. I love it. I've gotten some great stories. That's wonderful. This is just a pronunciation item. It's a type of seafood that people eat, and they peel it. They'll boil it and peel it sometimes.
Shrimp?
Yes. Okay. That was just a pronunciation. Could you tell me some about the weather in this area? You might want to begin with summertime. What kind of summer storms do you have?
We have thunderstorms, lightning and thunder. And once in a while we have a hailstorm.
In the summertime?
Mm-hmm. Mostly just rain.
Okay. Do you ever have any bad wind?
Yes, we've had some pretty bad winds. We never have actually had a tornado, but we've had wind bad enough to blow trees down. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a tornado and a cyclone?
I think it's cyclones on the water, is that right?
Okay. Yeah. When you get up in the morning and you go outside, but you can't see because
fog.
Okay, and the puffy things up in the sky.
Clouds.
Okay, what kind of winter storms do you have?
We have a lot of snow in the winter.
Okay.
And blizzards.
Okay.
When we have wind with the snow, it's a blizzard, and sometimes you cannot see across the street. So that's our worst kind of storms, really.
Okay.
But you're safe indoors, but people have been known to get lost in them. You can't see the roads. So they can be really treacherous.
Hmm.